Hurdy Feelings by Helen Lester. Fragility, the hippo was a solid piece of work. When she walked, her world wobbled. In the hippo game, sink to the bottom, she was always the first to touch the mud. Her strong jaws could munch a field of grass faster than any lawnmower, and she never cried when she stubbed one of her toes, or even all 16. But if injured toes didn't bother her, something else did. Injured feelings. Fragility was fragile. When someone said, "Fragility, you look so nice today," she would cry, "You hurt my feelings. Nice. Do you know what else is nice? Cupcakes are nice. Do you compare me to a squishy cupcake?" And with that, she would flop on the ground and weep. Or if someone said, "Fragility, you have such wonderful sturdy legs," she would wail, "You hurt my feelings. Sturdy legs. Do you know what else has sturdy legs? A piano has sturdy legs. So you think I have piano legs?" She would flop and go weeping. And if someone said, "Fragility, you have such cute little ears," she would cry, "You hurt my feelings. Cute little ears. Do you know who else has cute little ears? People. People have cute little ears. You think I look like a people?" There she'd go again. As time went by, the other hippos, fearing she would throw more fits, stopped speaking to her, and she became a big, solid piece of loneliness. One afternoon, all the hippos decided to play a game of soccer. Fragility had chomped the field to perfection. She stood in the goal, making save after save after save. All was going well until Rudy appeared. Rudy had an appropriate name, for Rudy was extremely rude.
"I'm going to eat your goal," he announced. "For me lunch."
The hippos gasped in horror.
"Step aside, big solid thing," Rudy the elephant said. "You're blocking me lunch. I'm hungry, and I don't have all day."
Fragility was frightened, but she was a solid piece of work, the protector of the goal, and thus she stood her ground. So Rudy, who knew of Fragility's fragile feelings, decided he would dissolve her with insults.
"You," said Rudy with a smirk, "are very gray and very pudgy."
"Very gray and pudgy," she wailed.
"Do you know what else is very gray and very pudgy and an L, L?"
The weeps took over and she couldn't finish her sentence. Rudy stomped his foot.
"There's no such thing as an L. And stop weeping on me lunch. By the way, you got legs like tree stumps."
"Tree stumps," she wailed. "Do you know who else has legs like tree stumps and L, L?"
She weeped, 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 couldn't finish her sentences. Rudy jumped up and down.
"I've never heard of an elf. And I repeat, stop weeping on me lunch. You're making it soggy. Have you noticed your ears are just plain weird?"
"I'm weird-eared," said Fragility. "Do you know what else has weird ears? An elephant.
Weeps and all, she finished her sentence.
"Elephant?" said Rudy. "Seriously? Elephants have weird ears?"
He trotted over to the water tub and gazed at his reflection. At his big, floppy, weird ears, and his tree-stump legs, and his very gray, very pudgy body. Then he trotted back, flopped in front of the goal, and wailed,
"You hurt me feelings."
Seeing the big bully in such a state, Fragility couldn't help but feel sorry for him. She brought wet washcloths to soothe his red eyes and tissues so he could blow his trunk. Then she cradled his head and cooed,
"There, there, I know just how you feel."
In time, Rudy calmed down, and he did not eat the hippo's goal. He said he'd be back soon to cheer them in their game.
"But first, I'm off for me lunch, a nice salad," he said.
As he lumbered away, Rudy called,
"Fragility, you're a solid piece of work."
"Solid piece of work," she cried. "Do you know what else?"
And then she stopped short, smiled sweetly, and said, "Why, thank you."